Hi, and welcome to the 91-Day AI Transformation Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Mast, and I am so excited today to have Alaric with us. Alaric and I met through a mastermind that we're both part of. I remember the last time we were sitting together, we were looking out over, I don't know what part of the ocean that would be considered. We were in the Dominican Republic and enjoying some drinks on a sandy beach. It was a great time. I'd love to be back there right now. But Alaric, you just launched a brand new book. You're doing tons of other stuff. I am so thankful you took some time to join us today on the podcast. And let's just dive in. For those that may not be familiar with you, can you give us just a quick update on you, who you are, and who you serve?
Well, thank you so much, Jonathan. I really appreciate it. So, of course, I'm Alaric Heck. I'm the founder and CEO of Ad Outreach, and we help businesses use the power of YouTube videos and YouTube ads to get more leads and clients. And there's a little bit of AI sprinkled in there as well, which is great. And so what we do is we're helping businesses leverage the power of YouTube to be able to both post the right content on a YouTube channel to get more people watching the content, turn those viewers into clients, and then also how to use YouTube ads and video ads to get clients that way as well. And that's really what it's all about, is becoming a video authority, both through your content that you publish, the ads that you run, in order to turn viewers into clients.
Well, I love that. And I love how simple you make it, Alaric. And I appreciate that, you know, in the places I've heard you speak in Dallas, obviously, before and all that. I love how you bring that out. I want to dive in, though. Let's just cut to the chase. Let's dive into the book, because, you know, one of the things I think a lot of people don't talk about, and this is to take nothing away from any coaching programs, because, of course, that's how I make my living as well. But so often we can buy the book, and if we actually read the book and implement the book, we can get a long ways down that path. In fact, it reminds me of a conversation I had with a gentleman you may know, Daryl Eaves, that I had about a year ago. And he and I were speaking at an event together. And afterwards, I had the opportunity in the green room to chat with him a little bit. And I was talking to him about my YouTube channel. And I said, do you like do any consulting and things like that? Well, Daryl's out of that now. He's not doing that. Or if he is, it was way above my price point, because he's like, here's what you need to do. He goes, buy my book. I said, okay. He goes, read my book. I said, okay. He goes, implement what I tell you to do. And I'm like, okay, that seems really simple, Daryl. He goes, I'm serious. He goes, we can walk you through it and help you with it and all that in the consulting. And he said, and we'd love to do that. We don't have that at the moment. But he goes, buy the book, read the book, and implement it. And I'd love for you to tell us about your new book, because I believe that's something that so many of us as entrepreneurs, we miss. We buy the books. I'm guilty. They end up on the bookshelf. We don't read them. We go, oh, I don't know. But buy the book, read the book, and implement the book. Tell me about that as it relates to your book, and tell us what it's about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a great example too, because, you know, when you look at, and Daryl is great, he talks about how to build a big YouTube channel more as like an influencer. What this book is about, Video Authority, and you can see I've got the proof copy right here. We're finalizing it. It's about to roll off the shelves. By the time you're watching this, it should hopefully be right there on Amazon. But we'll have all the links, of course. But this is Video Authority, The Art and Science of Converting Viewers into Clients. And this book is all about how to actually get leads and clients from videos, both from a YouTube channel and also from your ads that you can run on YouTube as well. And it's also not just about YouTube. That's the other thing. Even though my background and my expertise is on YouTube, I've actually been on the platform for 16 years. I launched my YouTube channel, my original channel, AppFind, which is a tech review channel. I launched that back in 2009, grew it to over 600,000 subscribers. Then I got into the ad side of things about a decade ago, because I had all these apps that were sponsoring my videos. I had lots of people watching videos with millions of views. And so I had all these apps that wanted to sponsor my tech channel. And one day, one of the apps said, how can we get more people, or the developers said, how can we get more people to see this video and download our app? And I said, well, what if we run a YouTube ad? Run a YouTube ad. They get thousands of downloads for their app. They're blown away. They're excited. They tell their friends. And then they tell their friends. And I, you know, kind of got that start by generating millions of app downloads for these app developers. Then I shifted into the world that we're in, right? Of a lot of, you know, businesses, whether you're a coach, consultant, expert, service provider, software company, physical product, whatever it happens to be. The goal of this book is designed to show you how to turn those people that are watching your videos into actual clients. How can you turn viewers into clients? So it's a little bit different than a lot of the other books out there that talk about video, because a lot of them are talking about how to become a big influencer. And that's great if that's what you want. But what a lot of people who I know and I talk to, what they really want is they want those views to turn into clients and money. And here's the truth, right? Likes don't pay the bills. Actually, clients do. Exactly.
Now, you know, I love to hear you say that, Alaric. It's one of the things I've always appreciated about you is you're very practical. And you know, so many people are like, I got a ton of likes and I got a lot of engagement. And that's great. But that engagement has to lead to people basically saying, I'm willing to give you some of my money in exchange for some of the knowledge, training, product, services that you have. And so often we forget about that. We just get so excited about the upfront. Talk to me a little bit about your experience, because obviously you've been doing YouTube for many years, and even though you're far younger than I am, you've still got me beat by a long shot there. Tell us just some of the top level tips that people can learn how to uncover in the book.
Yeah. So one of the big tips that you're going to be able to learn initially is how to actually put yourself out there on video and be what we call the video authority. So being a video authority is all about how to share your expertise. That's how you're going to be able to show up as your authentic self, but also be clearly seen as the authority in your niche, in whatever you're happening to do. And that's a really important piece. That's also why it's the title of the book, Video Authority, is because the way that you present yourself on video is so impactful for the results of the video. Because here's the thing. A lot of people go out on a platform like YouTube and their goal is to entertain, or their goal is to get people to watch or subscribe. And that's okay. But what we want to do is position you, your company, or your brand. And by the way, this works whether you're an expert-based business, which is a lot of the audience of this book. However, if you're selling a software, or you're selling a physical product, or you've got a service, right? Having a face of that brand is so powerful. And we want to create that face to be somebody that you can connect with. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the strategies of actually, you know, how to, you know, produce the YouTube videos, and how to actually repurpose that content, how to run the ads. All of that's in this book as well. But the first thing that we need to dive into is how to actually line yourself up as the video authority. And Jonathan, you're a great example of that, right? I can tell when I listen to you that you are authentically yourself, because I know, because we've, you know, sipped pina coladas on the beach in the Dominican, and you're the same person that you are here and present yourself on video. And you're also very clearly an authority. So you're authentic and you're an authority and you appear on video. That's the combination that we want to put together, because I think if you, authenticity is really key, being yourself, right? Any quirks you have, you're not trying to put on a front. Yep. And though, you also have to be very clearly positioning yourself as an authority. People need to trust you. That's the authenticity. And then they need to actually want to buy from you, or at least learn from you, which can lead to a buying decision, which is the authority side. If you get those two pieces together and then capture it on video the right way, that's when you're going to be able to turn viewers into clients. Being authentic, actually being an authority, and then capturing it on video. That's one of the first big pieces we talk about. We also talk about confidence on camera, the way that you show up. And a lot of people don't talk about these things. That's the key to actually starting your video, whether it's an ad or an organic video that people watch. And some people naturally do it, others don't, but we want to make sure that we get that out of the way at the beginning, because far less people are natural at it. And we want to actually have you start off with success from the very beginning.
I love that. I love how you break it down. You make it simple. You give examples. That's absolutely fantastic. I know I'm excited to get my copy. I'm on the wait list right now, and I know you said it's a couple weeks. By the time this episode airs, we'll either have a link for the wait list or for the actual book, but it'll be really close based on our air date and when things come out. From your perspective, Alaric, let's take a step back. Why a book? I mean, you've got a tremendous coaching programs. You're doing the consulting. You're out online. Why a book at this point in time? What was the reason in today's AI online digital culture you wanted to actually create a physical book?
So I want to support as many people as possible. And I also am a big believer in having different mediums. So I've, of course, got my YouTube channel. I post consistent, you know, videos every single week. So one of the things we talk about in the book too is what types of content, how often, how you do it. And then also, consistent short form content. I've got my emails that go out to my list. But I think that there's just this guidebook element of having a book and actually having all the pieces. And you can see we put all the content in there step by step. There's action plans. So at the end of every chapter, there are actual action steps to take. So there's 15 chapters in this book. And inside of it, we're walking through everything from, how to be the video authority, but then how to actually set up your YouTube channel to your other social media, how to repurpose content, how to actually run ads, how to create an ad, how to script an ad, how to then target that ad, run that ad, how to set up funnels, because those have videos too. We'll cover a little bit more about all that. But the reason I wanted to put this in a book is to have one place, one definitive source that people can follow, and it really can be a guidebook for everything that I've learned about video. It's like what you said, about how you can distill everything into one book. The process of writing a book is so powerful too, because it allows me to get all my thoughts into one place. It's just different than a lot of other things that are out there. And I started working on this literally 3 years ago. So back in 2022 is when I decided, all right, I'm going to go and write a book. I worked on it, built the manuscript over the course of a year. Then, business is growing, doing all kinds of different things, kind of put it on the back burner for a year. And then I jumped back into it over the past year. So it's taken another year of really refining, essentially rewrote the whole book. I mean, anybody who's written a book knows that you write the first manuscript and then that just becomes the starting point, for everything else. And so over the past year, I've really refined it. I've honed in on it. I've given it to so many people, had them, share, okay, does this make sense? Does that make sense? And it's really allowed me to distill these core principles and lessons. One of the things I added was the action plan at the end of each chapter. So here are the exact steps that you should take to be able to implement this, and every step along the way. And one of the earlier exercises is even talking about how to actually get comfortable being on camera and being that authentic authority. And then later on, it's okay, here's how to actually set up your YouTube channel. Here's some of the different pieces. And I also want to make it more timeless too. So it's not just about YouTube. It's about video platforms in general. YouTube's my core expertise. But we also, holistically show you how, even if there's a different platform 5, 10 years from now, how these principles that you learned can also apply to the future as well.
I love that. So I got to ask the natural question. I love talking AI, and you have done some amazing things with AI video. Where does AI fit into video? And I know as we say that, I realize full well that literally in the 2 weeks between now and when we publish or put this out there, things could change because it's happening that fast. But in general, where does that happen? I see so many people going, oh, video is changing forever because of AI. I know you've got your thoughts on it. I've got my thoughts on that. Where does AI fit into all this with video?
Yeah. So that's a great question. And I think that it is shifting different things. It's not changing the principles. It's just changing how we get to those principles. So the way I would describe that is people are going to connect with that person that they see on video, sharing their expertise, sharing their skills, having that authenticity. Now, if you're now researching using AI, or even if you have AI avatars for specific businesses. So certain businesses, that can be a good fit. Others, it might not. Now, we don't necessarily have a chapter about that in this book. We do talk about how to use AI when it comes to researching ideas for your videos. Basically, we have an infinite kind of prompt that you can use or questions that you can ask.
Ooh, I love that.
To figure out how you can come up with limitless video ideas. So here's all of the questions that your ideal clients are likely asking. You just describe, okay, here's my business. Here are these core questions. There's 10 core questions. And then AI can go out there and it can give you infinite ideas for videos to be able to create videos around those questions. So an example of one of the questions would be, what is the deepest fear of my ideal client that is keeping them up at night? And how can I help alleviate that fear? So,
ooh, I love that.
For example, I might get something that I don't even realize. So in the process of writing this book and in the process of working with clients, one thing that I realized is more common than I actually realized was people being, they don't share it that often, but not really feeling as comfortable on video. They want to know the tips and the secrets for how to actually show up on video. And that could maybe that pops up. Like they're actually afraid to appear on video or how they actually look. And here's the thing, I can resonate with that because, you know, even though I have my YouTube channel for a long time, you know, at one point I wasn't really conscious of how I looked. I had more of a faceless tech channel, right? When I put my face out there, you know, on video, I had all these thoughts going through my head, you know, about how, what people would think of me. And I can relate to that. And that's something I share in the book. And I also share some tips and strategies. One, for example, is we're on FaceTime and Zoom all the time, right? You're on video all the time without realizing it. And so that's something where the AI can actually pop up and say, hey, here's a fear or insecurity that your ideal clients have that maybe didn't even realize. There's other parts of using AI too with the targeting. So I've got my own AI ad targeting software, keywordsearch.com. You know, we've talked a little bit about that before.
Yep.
And that basically allows you to target your ideal clients with figuring out what they're likely searching for, what content that they might be watching. And you can use that data and websites they're going to and sync that to Google Ads. So the cool thing in the book is I don't have to teach really in depth how to, you know, do like all the technical pieces of targeting. Now, we do talk about here's the principles of targeting. Here's what you can do. Here's how it works. I do want to make sure that I share that. But I share all that and then I say, hey, and here's how you can utilize the software. You know, here's a little bit of time for free to check it out, you know, when you get the book as well. And the software can actually do a lot of the targeting for you. So we talk about AI at a few different spots. This AI video with video creation, that's not necessarily in this book, but that is something that I am talking about more and more with clients. So maybe there's a follow-up with that. But I think that's changing so much. Even with that, it's how you get to the point that you're creating the content based on what the book outlines, essentially.
No, that makes perfect sense. Well, one of the things I wanted to ask you about in stepping away from the book for a moment is I see a lot of confusion when it comes to AI video with the average business owner, entrepreneur, marketer. And there's this perception that I can go in and I can say, I want a 3-minute promotional video about this product, and that they basically can say go, they can wait a minute or two, and they're going to have this perfectly polished, amazing video. You and I both realize that that is a pipe dream that we may never get to. Not going to say we can't, but it's a long ways down the road. You know, video is made up of a lot of clips that tell a story that are then edited and put together in order to create an emotional connection with the viewer at some level. Talk to me a little bit about if you are seeing that and how do you recommend to those people, and again, I get it, we're not involved in video, we don't know it, that think, you know, AI video is a simple prompt to 3-minute video that maybe I'm wrong, maybe you disagree, but I don't see that we're anywhere near that happening at this point.
Yeah, I think that's the thing is people are mistaking a tool that can help you in different points as something that can completely do everything for you. The other thing that I see a lot of people talking about, I'm sure you can resonate with this too, is people are saying, oh, this is going to, you know, destroy video, or everybody's going to have access to this. Well, what it's going to do is it's going to raise the minimum bar, but you have to have, there's always that degree of human creativity and ingenuity. So one of the things I talk about, and I actually do talk about this in this book, but I pertain it to targeting, is the concept of seeking alpha, right? And I'm sure you're familiar with that.
But absolutely.
Anybody who's watching or listening isn't familiar, right? It's getting alpha returns, returns that are better than the average. You've got your beta, your baseline returns, you got your alpha returns. And so if you think about the stock market, so back in the early days, before algorithms, before, you know, all that took over the stock market, you just had to be a better trader, have a better human strategy than the person sitting next to you. They were all in New York, you know, just be like, all right, you know, this person's going to trade this way, this person's going to trade that way. If you had a better human strategy, then you would win. But what happened is soon there were algorithms that took over. And so then if you were one of the first people to have an algorithm, then all of a sudden you are absolutely cleaning up in the stock market. You're beating everybody else. But what happens? Everybody gets access to algorithms. All the traders get access to algorithms. Now you've got two robots playing chess against each other. It's a stalemate, right? They're both playing the same rules, the same things. You got two robots that are going out there and trying to get the best trades. And so it creates a relatively, at least compared to the algorithms, an efficient market. It creates a beta baseline returns. You're going to get the average returns, like buying the S&P 500, right? I'm not saying there's things necessarily wrong with that, but as entrepreneurs, we are seeking alpha returns, returns better than the average. And that's what they did in the world of Wall Street as well, is they went out there and the best firms today are the ones that combine an algorithm with a human strategy and core principles, which actually Ray Dalio talks about inside of Principles, right? It's a combination of it's one of the successful things that he did with Bridgewater was actually combining algorithms with the principles that they had of investing and their strategy that they designed to actually get better returns than other people. And if you can combine those two things, that's incredibly powerful. It's the same thing that I talk about with targeting, right? I liken, you know, some of Google's pre-built audiences to like buying the S&P 500 when you can actually build your own custom audiences and actually train the algorithm. But it's the same thing with video, right? Wherever the push a button, get a video out ends up, which, like you're saying, it's not at the point where it's close to.
I don't think so.
Exactly. It's not there yet. Wherever that ends up, though, that's your baseline. And so now, how can you perform better? That's the human element. That's the strategy. That's the piece that you put on top of it. And maybe it's the way that you prompt it, right? Videos now, we're not cutting film anymore, right? We're going in and actually, you know, editing. And now AI tools help you edit. So it was cutting film. To then, you know, Adobe, or it's probably a step before that, but let's say it's Adobe Premiere to, you know, now I'm using Descript. And then, okay, maybe the next iteration is you push a button and you type a prompt and it's going to edit it a certain way. But what's the prompt that you type? How do you do it? What's the content you put into it? There needs to be something that's going to have it be better than the results. There's going to be winners. There's going to be losers. There's going to be the average, right? This is just raising the average. So you just need to be better than that. And that's what's going to allow you to get the best results.
Well, I love how you answered that. And I love that you brought in another aspect that I wanted to chat about. And that's that, you know, are these AI tools going to replace videographers and video editors? And, you know, I agree with you entirely. The answer, from my opinion, is no, they're not. It's like you said, it's going to raise the bar. The minimum standard is going to improve. But, you know, that happened, again, just like you said, we went from film into digital. And again, there may have been different trends as we went through that. And it raised the bar of the minimum acceptable. It raised the bar, you know, transitions between video clips. They're really, really easy now with digital. But in the old days, I'm guessing it was always a jump cut because it was literally just we've cut the film and we've moved to the next one. There weren't fades and transitions, or if they were, they took a lot of work. Digital obviously has changed some of that, but I can still tell you that I watch movies and TV shows from 20 and 30 years ago and enjoy them immensely because of the storytelling. And the other aspects that, yes, the video production qualities may have gotten better, but it's still at the end of the day with video to me, especially when we're all apart from the brand, but I guess even on the branding side, it's still about storytelling. Even as a brand, I think that's super important. Where do you stand on that value of storytelling on the personal brand side? Where does storytelling fit in?
I think storytelling is so essential because what that does is it allows people to really connect with what it is that you're doing. They need to actually be able to relate it some way. So, for example, I just told the story about the stock market and, you know, and how algorithms took over the stock market and Ray Dalio and you can kind of hear about all of that and say, oh, that makes sense. Now I can apply that to this other thing, you know, or the story of me back when I, you know, had my YouTube channel, I had all those apps, you know, developers that were sponsoring me. And then I discovered the ability to run YouTube ads. Telling a story puts people in the moment. And that's where, you know, one of the things we talk about in the book is there's a little bit of a difference between ads and your organic content. One big piece of organic content is it needs to include the story. So with ads, there's three key elements. Some ads have a story element intertwined, but the key elements are a hook, draws people in, educate, you're providing value. That's actually really important. And then a clear call to action. So with an authority-based video ad, you want to actually provide value. So you can tell a story and weave a story into the values. There's actually ways to do that we talked about. But the hook draws people in, you provide value, so that people actually get value from the ad. We call it the value add. It's what separates you from 99% of other ads out there. Because most ads are like, hey, do you have this problem? Okay, go buy my thing, right? It's like, okay, next, you know, what? But if you say, hey, do you have this problem? Did you know you can solve it if you do this, this, and this? And here's actually some ways that you can, you know, here's some ways to think about this. All right, now let's dive deeper. All you got to do is click this link. You're going to get my free report. Totally different experience. Ooh, people are excited about that. So that's the ad, hook, educate, call to action. Then when it comes to your organic videos, it follows a hook, story, educate, summarize, call to action. And the reason we're doing that is you pull people in, you're now telling a story. That's going to work well, especially with an organic video, because what's going to set the scene for how you then educate. Then you're summarizing what their takeaways are, and then you've got a call to action. Without even realizing it, Jonathan, you're probably using something like that too. You're pulling people in. Sometimes people educate before the story, so that's kind of interchangeable, but you're pulling people in, potentially telling a story, then you're educating, or you're educating then telling a story, and then you're summarizing, and then you've got your call to action that you want people to take at the end. That's what we found works well as an organic video. Of course, there's more elements. Each of those have their own sub points, but that's kind of the big, broad strokes of that.
No, I love that. I appreciate you sharing your expertise on that. So as we begin to bring the plane in for a landing, one of the things I always love asking is, as you look forward, and obviously, I believe we're in a spot with AI that we're literally at a point where we can't see over the horizon. In other words, there are things coming that we've never seen, we've never thought of, new opportunities that are existing. I'd love to hear from your perspective, being in the video arena as you are, and obviously very involved with AI aspects of that as well. What do you think we're going to be seeing in the next year to 18 months in the AI video arena that helps us out with our personal brands and our advertising and our video marketing?
Yeah. So I think what we're seeing is we're going to see the convergence of a couple of things coming together. So what we saw with Google VO3, which, you know, we're now testing a lot of different, you know, AI ad hooks for a lot of our clients. What you're seeing with Google VO3 is you're seeing that you can really prompt and design something, really virtually anything that you want that's going to capture attention. And actually, I'll tell you something really interesting about this in a second, but I'll answer this first part of the question, and then I'll kind of share, which will actually tie this back really well. And then with Sora, which I'm sure I know you've been playing with, I've been, you know, doing a lot of stuff with, and that's one of the cool things. You dive into AI, you want to actually experiment with it, and then, okay, here's the business case. But what I see is the faces are really good. So Google VO3 is really good at kind of, you describe a scene, it's a little bit more technical, you can kind of get more of what you want, takes less like kind of liberty on that side, you can get prompted a little bit better in my experience. But when it comes to faces, that's what Sora is really good at. Sora is also good at taking a smaller prompt and kind of giving you something good and creative. But with the faces, you're gonna see the combination of these two things, because you have those types of faces on a Google VO3 video and you make it longer, it's gonna be really interesting. But again, it still is in the prompts or how that prompt's interpreted. That's what we're talking about earlier. Now, here's the really interesting thing that's gonna, you know, really illustrate the impact of this. We tested, so as the AI, you know, videos came out, we tested three different things. We tested our control, which is our best performing ad with no AI whatsoever, hook, educate, call to action. We tested an ad that was purely AI. Hook, educate, call to action was all AI. We also tested, and multiple ads, by the way, it's not just one ad, but so we tested multiple ads that were that. Then we tested ads that were essentially our best performing human ad as the second piece, but we have an 8-second AI hook. So AI hook captures attention, then the educate and the call to action is a talking head as a human. Which of those, Jonathan, do you think like performed the best of those three? It was the hybrid one. It wasn't the pure AI or the pure connection. What actually worked the best was an AI hook that captured attention. Then a human delivering the value, not AI, a person, it's authentic, it's connecting. And here's why I think that is. So by the way, that was the top performer. It beat our control with an AI hook followed, but it's only 8 seconds, followed by a person talking, no AI the rest of the video.
I like that.
Then the one that performed the second best was the pure video with no AI at all. the worst performer of these three in the test was the video with just AI. And I think that the reason that this is the video with just AI, people don't know who that is. People even subconsciously now know that anybody can go and create a video with just AI throughout. So it's who is the company behind this, right? And it's also a bunch of 8-second clips, but even if it was a longer one, right? It's like, what is this? Also though, the human element, there's things that we can do with AI to capture attention in the first 8 seconds that it would just take so much money to produce on your own. And so those 8 seconds, and also you can rapidly split test. So those first 8 seconds to capture attention, AI is perfect at that. But then to actually provide value and to get people to take action and to actually set yourself up as the video authority, that's where you come onto the screen and provide that value, or your spokesperson or whatever it is. You know, obviously there's other types of companies, but let's say an expert-based business as an example, that's where you provide value. So like if you were running ads, Jonathan, I would advise, you know, yeah, let's test some AI hooks at the beginning that can capture attention. They're 8 seconds long. Then it cuts to you providing value and having call to action. If you think about it, it makes sense why that would perform so well, especially with the type of stuff that you're doing. But it makes sense. You capture attention with AI, and then from there you deliver real value as the expert, as the authentic authority, as the video authority.
I gotta say, I really love that merging, that hybrid aspect, because it makes so much sense when you think about it. You know, like you said, from a production cost perspective, there are things you simply can't do effectively in that hook that you can do with AI. But it's also from a production perspective, just personally, it's a whole lot easier to create a really good 8-second AI clip that's a hook than it is to create a 30-minute video or even a 3-minute video that's all AI. So I love the way you've brought that together and use that. That's boy, I'm telling you, if you're watching or listening to the podcast and you get nothing else out of this other than, by the way, go buy Alaric's book, you're going to want it. Think about that simple, effective way to leverage AI in your video today. Use it for the hook, and then you bring in and be that authenticity. See, I love that because as a salesman, I've been in sales my whole life, I believe that people buy from people they know, like, and trust. And my concern about all AI video, especially if I'm trying to replicate myself, is that people are going to catch glitches and go, that's not Jonathan. And that damages the know, like, and trust, and therefore may actually make it harder for me to sell things. But I love that with the hook, because the hook doesn't even have to be me. The hook could be anything. You can think Hollywood production value hook, and then into the video. I love that. That's fantastic.
Exactly. And a really good strategy just for anybody who's watching this, if you're already running ads, take your best performing ad. By the way, this is coming right from like the things that we're doing, our playbook with clients or new clients that come in when they're looking to implement this AI. Take your best performing ad and just test 5 different AI hooks at the beginning of that ad. By the way, Google VO3 and now Sora as well, but you know, we've done a lot of this with Google VO3. Like, they now allow you to basically just sign up for an account, and like $20, you know, or even a free trial, you can get 5, 10, you know, AI hooks. So you get those 5 hooks and just put it at the beginning of your best performing ad. And most likely one of those will outperform your existing ad. And you didn't even have to really do any additional work other than test a few different hooks. But the rest of the ad is that authentic know, like, and trust what you're building, you know, in that video, 100%.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, Alaric, we're going to put links down below for the book. If people want to reach out to you about the coaching and consulting that you do, what's the best way for them to connect with you on that front, Alaric?
Absolutely. So that, you know, that's where, so of course, with the book itself, we actually have a video training accompanying it as well. So when people get the book, they're also going to get training. And then, you know, of course, we would love to work with people hands-on. So if you want to go to adoutreach.com/apply, if you want to have our hands-on support, you can also get on a complimentary strategy call with one of my top video advisors. They're going to take a look at everything you're doing, map out a game plan and strategy. So that's adoutreach.com/apply. And then we've got videoauthoritybook.com or whatever that Amazon link and those details are as well down below.
Awesome. Absolutely love that. Well, Alaric, thank you for your time today. Thanks for joining me, for sharing all that. So excited about your new book and excited to get a copy in my hands as well. So again, I just want to thank you for that tremendously. For those of you who are watching or listening, we thank you as well. We do this for you guys, and we wouldn't be here without your feedback and support. So thank you so much. We'll see you guys all on the other side. Make it a great day, everybody.